So that brings us to the bird flu. That's where we are right now. Bird flu, bird flu. A couple of weeks ago, I did that. Everybody's heard about the bird, blah, 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 you know. But it's not a joke anymore. It is getting really widespread. And the media is really ramping this up. A massive fear campaign about bird flu. And, you know, they were talking about bird flu 22 years ago. And, of course, have you seen anybody die, as I pointed out yesterday? They've gone through and totaled up all the people that they think died with bird flu. And that's not people who died from bird flu. And a grand total worldwide, they think, of about 400 people. Well, that's, you know, about a little less than 20 a year, because we're looking at 22 years. And I said, well, how many people die each year from heart attacks? Oh, well, you know, about 19 plus million. Oh, okay, so you just injected everybody with something that's going to greatly increase heart attacks. A lot of people getting sick right away. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the bird flu outbreak in cattle may have begun months earlier than thought, says the New York Times, pushing the fear campaign. Oh, it's been around. It began months ago, and so it's already spreading, and it's already everywhere. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Let's control the food supply. Let's cull chickens. Let's cull cattle and goats and everything. We got to kill all the animals that are doing all this. Again, it's another MacGuffin. They've always got to have a reason to kill the animals. And so now we're back to a viral MacGuffin to kill the animals. Or you could do it like the excuse that they're using in the Netherlands, nitrogen. There's nitrogen that's going to get in the air. Yeah, the air is 70% nitrogen. But let's kill all the cattle. See, no matter what ridiculous excuse they use, it always comes back to let's kill the cattle. Let's centralize the food supply. Let's get rid of natural food. Let's get rid of farms and dairies. We don't want you having any meat and dairy. They've already told us that. We got to stop all meat and dairy. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, they're going to scare us to death, and we'll shut down all the farms, and we'll let them vaccinate and kill the animals. And if, you know, we let them vaccinate all the animals, they'll get that vaccine into us as well. And that's what they want, isn't it? So, yeah, they're going to cull, they're going to register, they're going to mandate vaccines for animals now based on bird flu. Are we going to let them? Come on, are we really going to let them do this to us again? I am so sick and tired of this. Come on, people, let's start talking about this stuff. Let's call Bolshevik on their PCR test. It's absolute nonsense. I told somebody who contacted me yesterday, a friend who listens to the program, I said, I'm going to have to get that clip from Kerry Mullis where he's talking about how you can find anything with these PCR tests. And he says, it's kind of like the Buddhist thing, you know, where we're all, everything is in everything else. We're all one and everything. He goes, you magnify this stuff enough, you can find anything anywhere. And that's exactly it. When these people say, well, we got cases here. It's like Fauci. Oh, yeah, you do? Okay. How do you define a case? Are you doing it with a PCR test? Tell me about the number of cycles magnification you got there. Oh, well, you're doing like 40 cycles or something. You're magnifying this by 1.1 trillion times, really? And you want to go with that and say that that's a diagnostic thing? Do you realize what the guy said who invented this stuff? We got to call these people on this BS, folks. The Department of Agriculture is getting into it. The EPA is getting into it. It's a big power trip. And the state agriculture departments are going to jump into it. This is what we've already seen with Amos Miller up in Pennsylvania. Coming after him because he's killing his own organically grown cattle. You know, you can do that yourself. You can process your own food. He's doing it as part of a buyer's club. Oh, no, that's against the law. You got to take him to the USDA. And he started doing that because USDA was so backlogged during the lockdown stuff and everything that he couldn't get booked in there. So he started doing it on his own. It's like, well, it's not that complicated. I can do it. Hasn't had anybody get sick from anything, you know. The Department of Agriculture, federal, announced late March that dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas had tested positive for the virus, says the New York Times. It has since reported cases in dozens of herds in 8 states. Well, there you go. See, this worked when they ran the PCR test on us treating us like cattle, treating humans like cattle, work pretty good. Let's actually do it with the real cattle, right? We always talked about herd immunity, and I always would say about that, well, you know, what you've heard that H-E-A-R-D, you've heard that it gives you immunity, but it doesn't. But now you're engaging in herd, H-E-R-D, mentality to think that we've all got to be vaccinated. That's herd immunity is this idea that your vaccine does not protect you. Other people's vaccine protects you. It's not enough for you to get the vaccine. Oh, no. You know, get your vaccine. If it works, you're fine. Oh, no. You got to get it, too. That was never what herd immunity was about. Herd immunity, as a matter of fact, was a concept that was put out there before any mass vaccine campaigns were in existence. And the point was, is that after somebody had gotten sick with a disease and their body and they'd recovered from it, they had antibodies. And when you started getting enough people who had been exposed to whatever the disease was and had recovered, you had immunity with those people. And that gave immunity in general to the entire community, even to people who had not been exposed to it and recovered. But then they changed it to make it about vaccines and to say that your vaccine doesn't protect you. Everybody's got to be vaccinated or you're not protected. You see the subtlety of their lies? It truly is satanic, isn't it? And it all goes back to this PCR test. We got cases here. We got cases in dozens of states. Yeah. Dozens of hoods in 8 states. Yeah, that's what it is. So on Tuesday, had federal health officials say they discovered fragments in milk samples. This is like these people going through the sewers of New York. Can you imagine going through the sewers of New York and subjecting stuff to a PCR test that you magnify the results of? You think you can find anything in the world of the PCR test? And boy, you certainly can find anything in the world in the sewers of New York. These people are going in and opening up milk all over the place, looking everywhere. Oh, well, we finally found a couple of degraded samples. And the New York Times and the press is trying to portray this as if they found people getting sick or something. No. They said they found fragments. And even the federal health officials say these are fragments that pose no threat to consumers. Nevertheless, be very afraid. Very afraid. So now even though they say that, and even though there's nobody sick, and even though it hasn't killed any birds, they've been the ones killing birds. Like I said, if they find one of them in one area, oh, kill all the birds in that area. Or maybe all the millions of birds on the farm. Just as a precaution. We tested the bird. Bird's not sick. But let's kill all the birds on the farm anyway. And then they'll use that to call the food supply. They'll use that to tell you that, well, you know, we're going to have to preemptively vaccinate all the chickens and all the ducks and all the pigs and cows in the world. And we're going to get our poison into you one way or the other, by hook or by crook. Scientists in the United States and elsewhere have criticized federal agencies for withholding key information, says the New York Times. You see, they're being too cautious, says the New York Times. They're being too cautious. We got to be more aggressive, more afraid. You wonder why people are still walking around wearing masks because they're reading garbage like the New York Times. The information is enough to glean that a single spillover event months ago from bird to cow set off the outbreak, said a biologist at the University of Arizona. Yeah, right. Swine flu when pigs fly. So they said, this is highly lethal in birds, especially if the USDA is walking around with a PCR test, right? But so far has led to mostly mild symptoms in cattle and in one farm worker in Texas. You know what happened to that one farm worker? He got pink eye. Was that from this? Give me a break. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released little information about other aspects of the outbreak. It's not an outbreak. It's always been there. Bird flu, every year, bird flu. They've identified at least 259 different strains, according to the CDC. It's everywhere. It's like the regular flu. So different aspects about the outbreak, including how long cows remain sick and how long it takes them to clear the virus from their bodies. And so, you know, all of this focus is now on cows. You notice that? And on dairy cows. It's just a coincidence that we had plots from people like Michael Bloomberg and Sadiq Khan in New York and London for the longest time with their C40s city saying, we got to stop people having milk and meat. All dairy products have got to go. Dairy must be tested. Dairy cattle must be tested for bird flu. Now, before moving between states, this is how it starts. So the federal government comes in and says, well, if you're going to move them from state to state, that's our jurisdiction, and we're going to demand now that you test dairy cattle. Even though bird flu has been around forever, even though we haven't had any cows get sick, we've been able to find something with our PCR test. So now you're going to have to get tested before you cross state lines. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have aggressive state departments of agriculture, like in Pennsylvania, who will do that as well. We're going to have to come on your dairy farm, and we're going to have to test the cattle. Oh, with this PCR test, I know your cow's not sick, but I found something very concerning. We're going to have to kill all the cows here. That's where it's going to go. The war on CO2, or it could be the war on bird flu. It even rhymes. How about that? They're going to have to control milk as if it were a drug. As they try to track and control the growing outbreak, says ABC News. This is the mainstream media. You're going to have to test all the dairy cattle. They said what they had detected was inactivated remnants of the virus. Well, they go around testing milk, right? Samples taken from milk during processing and on store shelves. Again, how much magnification are they doing with a PCR test? The new order, which goes into effect Monday, requires every lactating cow to be tested and to post a negative result before moving to a new state. They're going to leave it now for the state departments of agriculture to do it internally, where they're going to test every single cow and look if there's some way that we can kill them. ABC gets it wrong. They say two people have been infected. No. They said 23 people, just one, got pink eye. 23 people have been tested for bird flu to date. 44 people exposed to infected animals are being monitored. Well, ABC News, tell us how many of them got sick. Any of them? Were any of them sick? Did any of them have any symptoms? Look at this. You know, people read that they freak out. 23 people and 44 people being monitored? Oh, yeah, well, nobody died. Nobody even has it. This is your PCR games that Fauci has been running from AIDS on.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.